from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
We're back after the commercial break. You see, it was so quick this week, you didn't even have a chance to go to the bathroom, did you? Hello, chaps.
Hello.
You couldn't get to the bathroom and back, could you?
I was listening to Rachel's footsteps coming across there. It was like the Jolly Green Giant returning.
Floorboards. These frigging floorboards. You can hear it. Can you hear people changing your mind in this room?
Can you really? Is it that bad?
It's terrible.
What are your floorboards like? Are they like proper floorboards?
Oh, who can tell? They sound as cheap as shit to me.
Not in Australia now, young lady.
No, absolutely not, you naughty little bunny. We apologise to boys and girls, don't say that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
very much so. Anyway, first, it was
girl.
Live.
I didn't realise we were back. Sorry, everybody.
We have got an excuse.
Yeah.
Rachel's been to the theatre.
I have.
And she's been to see a comedian who is not just blue, he's dark blue.
Yes. Brad, I went to the casino, the beautiful Crown Casino, and saw Brad Garrett. And Brad Garrett, for those who are wondering, who's Brad Garrett? Let me tell you, he was Robert on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Never heard of him, never heard of that.
Oh, he's so parochial, isn't he?
Well, you've never heard of me either, you little liar.
I have.
He's a very, very, he's a very funny American comedian who's out in Australia and doing his tour, and he is hilarious.
Rach, very un-PC. You know what it was?
Mm.
He thought that Brad was actually an Australian comedian. He didn't realise he was an American comedian who's on tour in Australia.
Well, that works out fine, doesn't it? Because Americans have got no sense of humour and neither are Australians, so he'll work perfectly.
Oh.
I beg your pardon? That was hurtful.
Oh!
That was just hurtful. That was spiteful and hurtful. Why are you lashing out at me?
He's so brave, 24 hours away, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so yesterday.
Sticks and stones.
It's all right.
Anyway, it was brilliant.
Tell it like it is.
Right, Lee, it's all right. She was having a go at me in the week.
I know she was. Well, what was that all about, Rachel? That was a bit cheeky.
She was. Boys and girls, she was having a real go at me.
Hello?
Come on, don't say you're going to do something and then not do it.
All I did was put a poster up that said, be careful when women are driving, because when you're walking down a one-way street, you have to look both ways if the girls are driving. I mean,
Bravery was just astounding. That's a very brave thing to do. Because I mean, Martina would thrash you within an inch of your life.
No, I should be so lucky. First it was live radio phone-ins. Then it became reality TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's social media. But, of course, here we go again. It's all the social media's fault when it's been happening. Do you know, I never understood. Somebody explained this to me. It was a station I was working on, a very famous station, very big audience. And as I was driving into work, there was Miriam on. She was the agony aunt.
Miriam? Yeah. Oh, Miriam Stoppard?
Yeah. Now you've given it away.
Oh, sorry. She was married to Tom Stoppard.
So anyway, so there'd be a phone call from Rob.
Rob?
Yeah, Rob would phone in and say, and she'd say,
did you know this, Rachel?
And Rob would phone
no.
in.
No.
And so Miriam would eventually find it. So who's your wife? Rachel. Okay. And what have you been doing?
See.
What have you been doing, Rob? I've been having naughty nookie with somebody else. You haven't, Rob.
Rachel!
And how could you do this to your Rachel? And on
he wasn't
again.
Doing it to his Rachel, he was doing it to somebody else.
So I'm sitting there going, you idiot!
Numpty!
What a numpty! You got the Class 1 Numpty Award. You just told the whole of London you're doing something, ladies and gentlemen, with another woman and your wife's going to be listening. What do you want, an automatic divorce or what?
That's a bit silly.
And that's how it used to be on the radio. There
used to be a thing about bragging about having affairs for men, wasn't there? Particularly back in the times when Miriam Stoppard was about and you were on the radio.
Oh, give it a break. Anyway.
Well, you know, if Rob was doing that, he lives in the Pilbara with a bunch of guys, so that raises even more questions for me.
Uh-oh. Famous rock band time. Famous rock band time. thank you, Brian. Anyway, after 17 years of whatever, this woman finds out that a rubby has been married to somebody else. And how did she find out? Because the numpty put the pictures on Facebook. Oh my God.
Do you know what makes me angry about you know, people blame social media and they blame reality television for them getting caught doing things.
Yeah.
Well, you're the idiot who did it in the first place.
Well, exactly.
You know, who does that? This guy's a moron.
It's the same people that phone into radio stations.
Yes.
And I tell you, true story, Rach, true story.
Mm-hmm.
One day, and my producer actually really told me off for this, because I made the caller cry. I made this man cry.
Did you sing?
No, thank you. Lee, back me up here, will you?
I was just listening. That was all right. I was just basking in the glory of Rachel taking the mickey out of the man with no teeth.
So, anyway, Chappie...
He has got teeth, really, ladies and gentlemen.
Chappie phones into radio station and says, I've got a problem. So, what's your problem? Right, this is the short version, because this went on for 20 minutes. I had him in tears. No, actually, I made him wait for the commercial break, and then I made him apologise to the planet. Then he was in tears. So anyway...
I have a story to follow.
This young lad was in a wheelchair, was trying to build a business for himself, borrows loads of money from his family, gets his family to take him to Germany, buys all these pirate viewing cards to a satellite TV network,
yeah.
Goes back home, they work for 24 hours, the satellite broadcaster then switches all the cards off, they lose thousands of pounds in money, they go back to the shop, everybody's run away.
Yeah.
The place is empty. And my producer's going in my ear, don't be nasty, Eric, he's in a wheelchair. Don't be nasty. Okay, I don't care what he is, he's a human. Whatever he is, doof. And so when we came out of the ad break, I made him apologise to the planet. And then he was crying as well. And I'm thinking, why would you do that? Mm. You've just phoned up to the biggest public domain area you can and told everybody, I've just broken the law. You know, you might as well get a bank robber phoning up and going, hello, I've just robbed a bank. Would you like my home address, please?
Well, it's like those bank robbers who are prolific, and Australians are guilty of it in America, but they take selfies with the money they stole.
I know!
It's like, good on you!
Thinking strong.
Who needs CCTV when we've got social media to catch the crooks?
Yes.
Well, that's it. You see, the thing is, in a way, I agree with Eric, but not many people did phone up radio phone-ins and accidentally admit that they'd committed a crime or done something heinous behind somebody's back. And on reality TV shows, when they brag about things, they don't really, it doesn't happen that often. But what does happen on social media is it happens all the time. And it's the insidiousness of social media, because what they're looking at doing, people feel secure with social media because they think it's a bit light, it's a bit of frippery, it's a bit of fun. And so they do put things on, expecting, thinking in their own adult little minds that nobody's actually going to look at it. Well, they do. And I'll tell you a very quick story, which I have touched on before, but I'll tell you a very quick story because this is the same thing. I have to hold my hands up, ladies and gentlemen. I'm now going to do what Eric said. Wow. I am going to admit on air to having an affair with a married woman. I am guilty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This was many years ago. She was married, I was single, so it felt all right to me. Anyway, we had introduced a new office system of messaging.
He's told us this before, but he's forgot.
I haven't forgotten. I did say I touched on this before, but there is a little bit further to go with the story.
I don't want you to go that
before.
Further.
Whoa.
There's more touching.
It's true, because what happened, like I say, me and this lady had a bit of a tiff, and I wrote on this system, I'm really sorry we've fallen out. You know I've always really liked you. Meet me in the car park after. And accidentally, I didn't send it to the young lady concerned. I sent it to my boss, who was a man. He turned around, was a bit shocked. But what had also happened, which is why I'm retelling this story, is that I had now told by accident the whole of the office that I was having an affair with the married woman. Didn't matter to me because I was single, but she was married.
Right.
I think the rule of thumb really has to be if you don't want people to see or read things, don't write them
down. Keep it secret.
Again, I will clean the phrase up that my chairman likes more than any other phrase of mine. Don't put anything on the interweb unless you're prepared for it to bite you on the bottom later.
Bottom. Mm-hmm.
I did clean it up.
You did?
A lot.
He did. Ladies and gentlemen, the man with no teeth, he say bottom.
He said bite.
It's the F's and the T's I have problems with, beer boys. Anyway, after an MP's little investigation, the police swoop on Sir Cliff Richard's home was apparently, according to MPs, inept. And officers should never have handed over sensitive information to the BBC, say MPs. Sir Cliff's up in arms. Everybody's up in arms. Everybody's got the ump with them. And this is a new report that's come out from the UK's Home Affairs Select Committee, which is hard for me to say. They actually said the police force should have refused to cooperate and explain to senior BBC news executives why broadcasting the story could have had prejudiced the investigation. And they are quite right.
No, they're not. They're completely wrong.
They're quite right.
Wrong.
Right.
Wrong.
Right.
Do you want this? Do you want the deciding vote?
Yes, please.
Go on, then.
They're right.
They're wrong.
They're
How
right.
How can it be right? How can it be right? It is impossible for that situation to be right. They were working with the BBC on the story. They were allowing the BBC to be involved in that story. Whether the
to
police
get themselves... high profile exposure.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And if the police. Made a mistake. I kept coming up with a funny word that I couldn't say.
No, you wouldn't, would you?
No, but if they made a mess of this investigation through their own stupidity, why is it now being reflected on the media? The media were there. Media have always been there since the days of 49, since gangster times. The police have always brought the media to scenes of crimes that they thought would heighten their profile. What happened was the police made a mess of it, and now they're trying to turn it on the media.
No, there was no crime. That's what they're saying now.
We still don't know if there wasn't any crime. And I like everybody else in the world, as much as I don't like Cliff Richard as a performer, I hope he is cleared and this is a wrong thing. But it doesn't make any difference to the fact that the media turned up. That's what the freedom of the press and freedom of expression and freedom of speech is all about. And why do the powers of this world think that they can control the basic freedoms of life? It is disgusting.
Was that a rant, Rach?
I had a rant.
Oh, yeah, that was an epic rant.
Was that a rant? Was that a big rant?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That was hashtag epic rant.
Was it?
Oh, let's do it. Let's put it out.
Hashtag. Oh, shall I hashtag it now?
Yeah,
hashtag epic rant.
Hang on a minute, then. Hold on a minute.
At Lee Banks.
Now, sometimes I just get so angry about the way that the basic freedoms of this world are treated by the people in power and the public alike. Once you've lost it, ladies and gentlemen, it's like your video shop. Use it or lose it.
Done it. Hashtag rant pants Lee Banks. talk about double standards next.
Which one we going to? Oh,
yes, absolutely unbelievable. The company called Reynolds American Inc. are the second largest US tobacco company, and they make, which we are not suggesting you should use in any way, shape, or form, Camel cigarettes. They're the manufacturers. And
don't get the hump, though, if you use them.
No, don't get the hump. Anyway, they apparently from next year are going to bring in a smoking ban in their offices.
It's amazing, but I can tell you all about this if you want me to.
Well, and if it's short.
Oh, God almighty, oh, Lord almighty.
I'll get told off by Rach. Really? You know what? No, excuse me. She was the one ranting about not doing the bit, the contributional bits too long because the she was producing, and she said you got to keep them shorter. So I'm only doing as I'm told.
Did you know Camel Cigarettes the only actual cigarette brand with the factory on the packet?
No.
No.
Yeah, the big camel itself.
How interesting. I will keep it short, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anybody else who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Right, here I go. I'm ready.
I went. <Lord.
laughs> I went. I actually went to Reynolds American Incorporated 1999. I actually went there. I actually visited them at Winston-Salem in North Carolina. I had a wonderful time there, and I actually wrote about that company, right, at the time, about the fact that they bragged about making a fortune. The whole of North Carolina made a fortune. All the Carolinas, actually, made a fortune out of tobacco, right? They made a fortune out of tobacco and bragged about it and made museums to tobacco, but they were amongst the first states in America to ban cigarettes.
All right, that's done. Anyway, we haven't really got time this week to do anything about the story of former BBC One radio DJ Mike Reed, who has withdrawn a song about his support of UKIP because of it being allegedly racist. We haven't got time to talk about the BBC getting another stupid complaint about Jezza. This one is from the Argentinian ambassador who's decided he wants a public apology from Jezza. I'm sure there's a sign he can do for that. And we haven't really got time to talk about the woman who doused her boyfriend in nail polish remover and then set him on fire because she didn't like the dinner. Because we're going to move on to weight loss time. Because we promised this.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we promised this because a weight loss, I cannot believe this, a weight loss guru is blaming Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
For obesity in the UK. Allegedly, it's because of the donuts and beer. No, it's not, you flaming idiot.
Hey, you just said the flaming word. Now I'm the only one who's not sworn.
Well, that's not swearing. It could be a fire.
Mm.
Not pursuing it because you
could. He could be making a pudding.
He could.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But he wouldn't do that because they'll make you fat. Cartoons won't.
No, because they're not.
You see, just this quite amazing, isn't it? I think it's this is just a... God, this is just a bloke who thought I'll say something outrageous so I can get myself on the radio.
Well, don't mention his name. Don't mention his name.
What is his name?
No, I'm not telling you.
Steve Miller.
No! Hang on. Say his name again.
No, because you'll bleep me. Steve Miller.
I was in character.
This is ridiculous. You know what this is like? This is like blaming Pluto for people not wearing pants.
It is. Hey. And now I'm going to... I am now going to reveal the secret, because hopefully... Is Rob there?
No, he's unconscious.
Oh, my word.
Ladies and gentlemen...
But don't worry, I will tell you.
Right, good. Right, so anyway...
Stop B saying what I wanted to say so he could have hours talking about this.
I am now going to say that the secret to weight loss... And doing more of it is an extension of the secret of weight loss. Watching TV. There you go.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm.
It is.
I can tell you why.
Go on.
But no. Well, no, my reason's different, but it's exactly the same if you think about it. Right?
Go on.
Because I'm 6'5", right, probably Rob has the same problem. It's very difficult to get comfortable in a normal chair.
Right.
Or on an ordinary couch. So I tend to spend most of my time either kneeling or crouching on the floor when in the evenings when we're watching television or we're listening to music or talking. And so I'm actually on the floor. But the floor is very uncomfortable. So what you tend to do is keep moving. So when most people are changing position, so when most people are sitting there like a zombie watching television, I'm actually exercising, moving, standing up, sitting down, lying down, stretching. And that's the same thing as you.
Except I'm riding, except I've got a tablet strapped to the handlebars of my exercise bike and I watch the telly while I'm riding.
Exactly!
Rob's secret is to move 4,500 kilometres away from the cooking that I do.
You make stodgy puddings, I'm on my way.
To work at absolutely 100 billion mile an hour for 21 days in a row.
Uh-oh.
And then he comes home and... But you know what? There's a byproduct to that. He's away and I don't cook those meals for him.
Mm.
But so when he's away, I don't cook for myself because I can't be bothered. So I'm losing tons as well.
Oh, well done.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. I've lost 8 kilos.
You lost 8 kilos?
8 kilos?
4 weeks.
Flipping heck.
How much is
and
that?
And he's lost 2.2 pounds to a kilo.
16, that's 70, 18 pounds you've lost. That's a stone and a half.
No, it's a stone and two.
Rob's lost 19 kilos.
19 kilos?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a wimp.
Oh, why, how much have you lost? I thought you'd lost loads.
I have. I started this year at 125 kilos.
How much is that?
Oh.
That's 250 pounds, that's 10. 27 stone.
No.
You were 27 stone.
No.
Mr. Michelin.
No. That's not. Hang on. 125 times 2 is 250.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, divide that by 14.
By 16, no?
That's 7. Yeah, so you're 17 stone. But you're only 3'2".
No. And now I weigh, I actually weighed myself this morning. I'm very proud of it. 113.7.
That's amazing. I think we should give you the clap.
Yeah, Rob's right.
Rob's going back and he wants to lose another 20.
What's his target weight?
100 and something, not much above that. No, it must be above that. I think his target weight is 100 and maybe 110, maybe?
Yeah, because he's taller, isn't he?
Very tall.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
He's as tall as me?
Nearly, yeah.
You're 6'5", Lee?
6'5", yeah.
Yeah, so he's 6'4", 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, here we go.
Out,
anyway, we move on quickly. I want to get some Aussie stories in. An icon under pressure, apparently. The Australian Great Barrier Reef, as described by the body that managed it, said the icon is under pressure because of coal mining.
It's true. They dredge that water. It's terrible. They've been doing it for ages, and it's really bad. And because the water gets all acidic and it bleaches the coral, which kills the reef essentially.
I see.
Yeah. It's really not good. And there's kilometres and kilometres and kilometres of these dredges and whatnot going on. And they call it, it's funny. The latest one's called Abbott Point, which is kind of hilarious. But the thing that I'm sort of trying to get my head around, and I wish this government would get their head around, is the fact that coal's not going to be worth anything really soon.
No.
Nobody wants to buy it. So
absolutely. Which is...
It's just pointless.
Bit pointless. And also, Rach, Qantas are looking to make a profit.
Well, they had to at some point. You know how I said to you last time we talked about Qantas, I said this is a non-story because they'll bounce back?
This is
the bounce back.
Oh, flip.
I'm so awesome. I just know everything about this airline. I don't know why. I said it last time. It's a non-story because they will bounce back, and sure enough, they have.
Oh, how boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys, but, you know, it won't happen till next year when this profit will sort of come up.
It was very interestingly presented, though, Rachel.
Yeah. Well,
thank you very much.
Oh, flip. That's wrecked me timings completely. Anyway, the nun who won the Italian version of The Voice has released a new song, Madonna's Like a Virgin.
Oh, God, I've lost my list.
Oh,
this bothers me.
This is scurrilous almost, isn't it?
Singing nun.
Yeah, the singing nun. It's not Dominica.
This is almost like putting up your robbery photos on the internet.
Well, yeah.
Christina Skoukikia.
Yeah, that one. And finally, we've got to do this story. We have to.
I want to go back to the Virgin.
No, because that'd be Virgin on the Ridiculous. Google has announced some changes to its search engine in an attempt to curb piracy online, it says. Really? What they've done is they're going to put little boxes at the top above the pages where consumers go to find naughty copies or illicit copies of music and videos, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So what Google have done is they've created these little box. However.
Yeah.
However, yeah, if the companies in question want to put a little advert in the box at the top telling people to go to the right places, they have to pay Google to do it.
Ooh,
that doesn't make any sense. Why would they do that? Why would they want to do that?
Well, because it means we're supposed to get a story out saying we are trying to curb online piracy, but really, actually, it's a way of generating more revenue, but don't tell anybody.
It's a strange, very strange people at Google.
Mm. They are, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I'll tell you what, they're like...
I think they're another Tesco in the making, you know.
I think they're worse than Tesco. I think they're like a Moravian settlement that's been given drugs.
Oh, dear.
And you're funny.
And our final top tip for this week is if you're thinking of driving or living in Dubai, use public transport. Because if you do, there's a chance that the government will give you gold bars if you leave your car at home. Now, that's what I call an eco-incentive. Time to say goodbye, Rach.
Goodbye, Rach.
Time to say goodbye, Lee.
Bye-bye, everybody.
They're so quick sometimes, aren't they? Anyway, from me, have a great week till next week. We'll see you again very, very, very soon. And just take care of each other rather than just yourself, if you see what I mean.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.